Yeah, so like, yeah, I mean, look, I think that as a dude, like, you have to really know how to market yourself. So let's talk about glow up tips. You know what I mean? Best way to market yourself for not only dating apps, but just like for your mental health and stuff like that. What's the best things? What are your top tips? Well, you're obviously a built guy, you know what I mean? You go to the gym and stuff and things are going looking good.
Okay.
Got a good job and everything. So what's your top glow up tips?
Okay, so in the terms of marketing like yourself or just like a glow up in like real life?
Just glow up in real life and then marketing yourself in the dating world or whatever.
Oh yeah, so go shopping, you know. Like guys that don't go shopping enough, well, like from like what I've seen, like where y'all and myself as well, like I don't go shopping enough, you know. And like when you just like pour into like yourself, like go gym, diet, you know, just gym, diet, haircuts, you know.
For the haircut, I think when I get a haircut, it's a whole different glow up for me. Self-care.
The confidence boost.
That's a type of self-care for me. You know, one of my self-care routines, like just get a haircut. For me, it's a glow up. Because every time I get a haircut, I spend an extra 5 minutes on the barber's chair.
When you get a haircut, bro. You walk different. You talk different, man.
Yeah.
Look different.
Acting brand new, man.
Let's shout out the rapper, man.
Like, literally, you'll be walking home, looking at your fresh cut on all the windows along the way. You're like, oh, is this how I really look?
You'll take the long way home as well.
Yeah,
let me go around Tesco, Spider-Man. Like, you want to see me, right? No, just... Be acting stupid, man.
Haircut, tailoring, fragrance.
Oh, man,
fragrance. Do you know super, what? I was like, I'm going to go into buy a fragrance because it's been a minute since I bought one. And that's that. A haircut plus a new fragrance. Yeah. Oh.
But you know, boys. The Calvin Klein? Or?
Let's talk about top 3 fragrances. Will, what's your top 3?
I think you pay for what you get. So if you... Once low quality, you pay cheaper. But the thing is, I like the Creed Aventus. I like the Tom Ford. I like the really like good perfumes, and I'd want to wear them every day, regardless of if I'm going to Tesco or like if I'm going to work. You know, so that's just me. So like I'd have it as like a like every day. No, it's like all in one. But I guess I guess men and like women are different because like men will like have a like all in one shampoo, conditioner, washing up liquids.
Yeah,
like
men
like
will all have in one everything, bro. I agree, certainly,
because you wanna if it's something that you really like and you can't be scared to splash the cash, If it's part of the glow up thing, the whole glow up, you know, if it makes you feel good, if it helps you become, you know, makes you feel good, then price, you know, it's priceless.
Most important thing, literally, most important.
You know, we don't look at the price because if you need to get yourself a perfume that you know, it's gonna help you, you know, it's gonna help you a lot, you know, feel good about yourself, then. At the end of the day, you need to splash. If it's 200 euro, like you need to splash it. Yeah. You know, it's a self investment. You know,
I mean, that's the thing about it is that, you know, another thing in self investment, I think, is the gym.
Gym is like key. Like absolutely. You know, like I heard this quote about like every man it's like a sin. Like if a man doesn't know the beauty of a gym once or something like that, like someone in the comments will like put the proper quote, but basically you know, like it's important for your mental health, physical health, and just looking good, man, you know.
That's the thing when you say
I think
that,
if like, you go to the gym and you look good, I think it'll if you see results, I mean, if you go to the gym and you start seeing results, that's actually gonna you know, go into your mental health, and your mental health, you're gonna feel great, better mentally, you know, physically, you're gonna. So I think, the gym is it's
look good,
key,
feel
you know,
good.
Look good, feel good factor. Yeah. Basically, that's a good way. To
put it. I mean, that's the thing, and like that's another a thing that I saw on Twitter. It's like after a breakup, every man should get the first thing they should do is get a gym membership, like straight up. I mean, and it's great as well because like when you're in that kind of stage, right, of where like oh fuck, you know. Whatever, let's say 3, 4, 5, 6 year relationship, whatever.
Damn, that's a marriage.
Let's just say that ended. Like, imagine that. Like, that's a long time, right? So that's everything that you know. All of a sudden is over.
Yeah.
So you know, you're kind of like, you could, you might maybe get into drinking, maybe get into party, maybe get into all that sort of stuff. But the best thing you can do is put all that energy into the gym.
Yeah.
So turn all that negative energy into positive energy.
I've actually had going like something similar to that. It's like this like gym trends when it's like people get stronger, but it's like a like heartache.
Yeah.
And like basically like a father, like I was there moving mad way and I wasn't feeling anything. This was around like 2020 when that like relationship ended, like I was like jacked.
Best shape of your life, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, like, I'm pretty good now, but like back then was serious.
Bro, but, this is how I know this guy could be an Andrew Tate fan, because like Andrew Tate was like, man, if Andrew Tate was like, he doesn't like Andrew Tate, but me and Chris, we're okay with it. We accept him. We're not huge fans
on
of nothing.
On a few things
we can agree with it.
On a few things. I'm with him on a few things.
On a few things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the same, bro. But the thing is, I agree with certain things as well. Like when I was going through that happened to be popping, and there were certain things that I was like really helped me think. And he was like, bro, if I was going through a heartbreak or whatever, I would be in the best shape of my life. You know what I mean? I would be in the best shape of life. Every day I'd just be boom, 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 boom. And it made me think, I was like, what if I adopted that mentality? And that actually made me think. I was like, you know what? Why don't I get in the best shape of my life and make that my like motivation? So every day when you feel like at nighttime or whenever you start to get into your thoughts, that's when you hit the gym. And it becomes like a habit, because when you start to do it every day or every other day, every time your thoughts start to get to you, start working out or doing something, it becomes
actually
a habit. And then you just start doing
actually, if you do the same thing for 21 days in a row, it becomes a habit.
Yeah. It actually, apparently, a guy called James Clear, which is, he wrote a book called Atomic Habits. He's like a specialist in this kind of stuff. He said, anything you do after 2 days, if you do it like for 2 days straight, it becomes a habit. It's basically becoming a habit already. So it's a lot shorter than that. You know what I mean? Just by doing these things every day, even like if you do 10, 15 minutes of a workout, just show up to the gym for 15 minutes and you leave. You get into the habit, and then eventually you stay longer and longer and longer and longer and longer, and you're developing good habits. Whereas every time you're upset, you start to reach for that drink. Where you start to go to the club or whatever.
That's a habit as well. Yeah,
it becomes a habit. It just like you automatically do it, and you're like, what the hell am I doing? Until it gets to a point where it's like real bad. That's why people are alcoholics or drugs or whatever.
That's addiction is the word there.
Because it's partly a habit. It's just a bad habit. When you smoke and you smoke because you're stressed, it's a habit. It's a bad habit. That's what we say.
Yeah.
In this book called Atomic Habits, which I've listened to as well, this guy's talking something like he's talking about a really interesting thing, which is like associating habits with your personality. So essentially, so let's say you're a smoker, but I used to say back in the day, smoking was cool. When I was like 15 or whatever, I was like, oh yeah, smoking is cool. You go and grow up and it's cool, whatever. And I put it as I associated it with my identity.
Like I remember being like right there, Richie saying, you are a crackhead.
That's the thing, is I associated it with my identity, even though I didn't really want to, because I wanted to go and pursue the gym. I kind of associated it with my identity.
I'll
let you get into interject in a second, but
yeah, no worries,
I associated with my identity to the point which I was like, this is just kind of who I am, you know what I mean? And I didn't realize that. And I didn't realize that that's what I was addicted to smoking, even though like I was kind of only occasional smoker, right? But then, you know, anyway, point is, it was only until I realized the power of saying, I like, this is not me, by just simply saying to me, like, smoking is just, it's not part of my identity. It's just not what I do anymore. It's just not who I am. That's when you really start to say, okay, nah. You know what I mean? Like, it's same with food or whatever, like developing a healthy lifestyle. Like, me and Chris were talking about dieting and stuff. It's like, when you love donuts, you know what I mean? And maybe every Saturday you have a donut, or every other Saturday you have a donut. But when you start to say, okay, I don't have donuts anymore, or I'm not going to have donuts as often anymore because it's not part of my identity. I want a healthy lifestyle. I associate that with my identity. Then your body, like, it's almost like you're tricking your brain to become more selfish and treat it as something more. You know what I mean? Because when you think eating donuts is part of your identity, or smoking is part of your identity because it makes you feel a certain type of way, you're more likely to maintain that track course because that's what you associate it with. But when you start to disassociate yourself, you from the habit, then you can really, really.
Okay, I think I get what you mean now. Like, you know, the way like skaters and Vans and how skaters would have a certain like look, you know, and like.
Exactly. Okay, that's what he said. He says that's the best way to kind of drop a habit is to make it disappealing, like to make it like seem unappealing to you. And also make it more difficult to obtain.
So I feel like for some people it's easier said than done though, because if for like alcoholics, for smokers, right? If you were to say this to a smoker, like the thought process, it's easier to think about it, but actually applying it, it's never that easy.
But I've talked to a smoker and he said he was smoking for years, and he said one day he just decided this is going to be my last one, and then he said he's never smoked from that day since, went cold turkey. Some because people he like, decided on one day power, that he decided on one day that he's going to disassociate that habit from his personality. I think a lot of smokers don't do that. They think, you know, because like smoking makes you feel a certain type of way. Like, it's like you almost like, I don't know. You know, when you're in the gym and you're looking fresh and you got the trim and you're looking hench and stuff like that. The hencher, like the more hench you are, the more you're going to go to the gym. So the more ecstasy they get from smoking, the more friends they make through smoking, because when it's a great social thing. I mean, when you go into the smoking area, you make a lot of friends, you know, you feel cooler, blah, 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 blah. All this feeling of cool, like all these positive feelings, you associate that with smoking. So when a person learns to disassociate that from that, from smoking, and associate it with something else, and if anything starts to associate bad things with smoking, or starts to, I guess, make it disenticing, but I don't know, maybe they smoke something, they have to run, I don't know how long or whatever.
Then this is why they have those like smoking ads and they say like smoking kills and
but that doesn't help anybody, you know what I mean?
But this is like the same type of thing though. It's like you know, it's like associating smoking with something bad. So
it's in a way, right.
So like you watch that people, and you see someone, then they start zooming in and all this cancer stuff, then like
But it does kind of work, because it's
reading. I'm not sure. Maybe someone in the comments was gonna correct me. There's actually a country.
We're not that famous, but I hope so. I hope somebody in the comments start writing us to the point where we start getting
comments. Instagram comments.
People feel enticed like, enough to comment and be like, "You guys are fucking me."
Of course they will, man.
They will. What's there not to comment about our content? But anyways, there's actually a country which is actually smoke free, like I think New Zealand or something. I might be wrong.
That's cap, man. Come on.
New Zealand. I mean, like the government, like
so, like one person,
no smoking, like you know, they actually ban smoking. You know, So I'm not sure, but like I need to check the stats again. But there's a country out there which actually bans people actually from actually smoking. You know what
they
I mean?
They banned weed and cocaine here, and like Ireland has literally the highest like usage for cocaine.
Yeah, on that note,
it's like that. Have you seen that little RTE clip? It's not. It's probably fake. I think where it's like there's like I think they're saying like Dublin's has the biggest cocaine problem. Yeah, this guy walking by is like, I love cocaine.
I think actually what happens is the more I actually ban it, the more actually people want it more. If you ban it, actually people want it more. It's like, for example, if you say, okay, we like here in Dublin, like, you know, they're trying to ban
weed
and
stuff. They're
more
curious about it.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah, exactly. But like, if you say, oh, weed is illegal, or weed, you can't smoke, you know, out in public, there's actually more people are doing it now. More people actually smoking in public. Now the guards say, oh, everyone's doing it. You know, they have that more lenient approach. You know, people are getting, you know, not many people are getting arrested now, not many people are getting in trouble, because you know, more, a lot more people are doing it, and the guards are saying, oh yeah, there's more people doing it. Everyone else is doing it. But so my point is, if you actually ban or restrict something, there's actually a higher likelihood people actually want to do it more. You know,
It's part like that, but it's a complicated thing. Like the disenticing it that William was saying, it does to a degree work. I mean, but it started like in Ireland, they started doing like the smoking packets. They made them all one color, which is brown, like a little dark brown or gray or whatever. It just makes them look unappealing.
Yeah.
The problem is, on the other hand, is now vaping has become popular, which is even worse than smoking.
Yeah.
And you see
and
kids
it's all
doing
like colorful, it. Colorful.
Yeah.
You know,
like these little
has
kids
all these
smoking
different, like,
these
flavors,
little
like strawberry, bubblegum.
Kids are doing it everywhere. Yeah. Kids nowadays. That's why I hate this generation so much, man.
Hate's a strong word, bro. You know,
is a strong word.
Hate is a strong.
I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of this generation.
Back in my day,
Uncle no. Chris, I hate this.
Actually, no. Hate is a strong word. Yeah. I would say I'm not a fan dislike. Of the general this generation in general, because kids out there doing some mad stuff.
No,
mad
but stuff. I've seen
especially
some, like,
vaping has become so common among kids, like 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Every kid has a vape with them these days.
Yeah, so, it's crazy. I mean, they're accessible, and they. I mean,
very accessible.
Hey, when you're when
didn't
you're
you vape as well?
What?
Didn't you vape as well?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Must be someone
else. I tried it once. But
looks
it was like
you. Yeah, okay, never mind.
Sorry. I tried it once. My point is that, like, as a kid, if you hear there's strawberry flavored smoke, like, yeah, you're gonna try it because it tastes.
Not
like
me
strawberry.
As a kid, man. Like,
or
y'all,
it tastes like pineapple.
Y'all must have been some like whack ass kids. So,
bro,
like,
if everyone's doing it, you're just gonna.
That won't happen under my. That didn't happen under my watch.
Man,
that
people
under my watch.
Say that now, Chris.
It's just
when I was a kid, people were smoking weeds since back then. You know.
Yeah.
I smoked it once. I said, okay, cool, that's it. I never smoked
times.
It again,
it
ever
times.
Again.
It was a couple times. He's lying.
Nah, I see that.
I remember.
My pastor's watching this stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Times. No, stop the cap. Point is, you did it right because it's group. We're tribal. You know what I mean? People are tribal. They want to stick. Like, you know, you want to be liked by the tribe. You want to be liked by everyone. So everyone's in the group, that if everyone in the group is doing something, you're gonna likely try it or do it, or at least make an attempt at it, because you don't want to be the last people, the person that's left out.
So disclaimer. Disclaimer, I smoked weed in like third year of secondary school. Not recently. That was like, you know, over like
smoking. You're a changed man now.
Lights it up.
Yeah,
now,
bro,
It's been a decade now.
I wasn't even a man back then. I was like 14. Man. Come on. So, you know, 25 now.
Kids, bro.
So,
it's acceptable. It's allowable.
Back in my day, we didn't vape. We just smoked.
Back in my day.
You know what I mean? We went straight for the drugs.
Back in my day, 10 years ago in 2014.
Okay. 2014, 10 years ago.